Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with the author Emma Southon, author of A Rome of One's Own, The Forgotten Women of the Roman Empire. This is from the Empire, Julia Felix. The year is 79 A.D., and the place is Pompeii. Julia Felix is a woman alone who owns property, runs an entertainment and restaurant center in Pompeii, which was a resort for the Romans. You know a great deal about it because it's been excavated. And here, Emma makes it very clear that women had status enough to own their own property and run their own business, despite the recommendations of fathers and sons and husbands that they do not have that power. Julia Felix does. In addition, there's an anecdote about how Julia Felix died. It was a skeleton found in the middle of the yard of her complex, clutching gold rings and necklaces. The belief is that Emma's belief that Julia went back for her gems as Vesuvius was raining down ash on the city, and she died there 2,000 years ago. Emma Southon, A Rome of One's Own, The Life and Possibly Death of Julia Felix. Much more of this tonight. Many other women. Thank you.
I think it's more commonplace than the written sources would allow you to believe. When you look at archaeology, you find women running all kinds of businesses, being involved in life in their own right, in public life in their own right, all over. And Pompeii is one of these places where we can see what kind of small businesses looks like. Julia Felix runs this entertainment complex, basically. It has a baths that people can visit, which she says are fitted for the well-to-do. So they're kind of bougie baths. And then she has a hot food restaurant. She has gardens. She has shops and apartments for rent as well. And what appears to be like a little restaurant for people to have a nice meal out as well. And so it's right next to the amphitheater where gladiatorial games and theater was held. And so she has a really nice entertainment space that she runs by herself. And the reason we know about it is that just as Vesuvius erupted, she had put up a for rent sign outside and was offering it so that somebody else could run it and she could go off and do some other business for at least 5 years. And she described what she was putting up for rent in that advert. And it's a real insight into one, the kind of entertainment and nights out and things people could do in their leisure time, but also that a woman was running this all by herself.